Ruth Gates commutes every day by motorboat. The UH researcher runs her lab at the Hawaii Institute of Marine Biology. It's located on Coconut Island, a 5-minute boat ride into Kaneohe Bay. Her office is steps away from a living reef, where Gates and her team collect coral samples for research.
We can literally walk off. We can get animals off the reef, we can sample them, we biopsy them a lot.
Gates fears the effects of climate change are likely to prove devastating for the island's reefs. She points to two developing problems, an ocean that's both too hot and too acidic for coral to survive.
Can they adapt quickly enough to climate change? I think it's doubtful. And I think all evidence points to that the global integrity of reefs is declining, and that's just not good.
But Gates and her team have a possible solution. They're creating resistant corals in nurseries at her lab that can withstand future conditions, sort of designer reefs.
So these are corals from here, and our goal is to develop coral stocks bred for the conditions that will be found here in the future.
Gates has been looking at the most hardy of coral species, seeing which can adapt best to changing waters. She shows me a handful of large tubs filled with coral samples submerged in seawater. Each tank has a different temperature and acidity level. When the stronger corals have been identified, the idea is to then take those traits and grow them on a larger scale. But this type of selective breeding comes with its share of controversy.
You know, I think that there are some people who are feeling it's a very large shift away from sort of conventional conservation. People who are concerned about that will say, well, it's like, genetic engineering, GMOs for coral. That's not what we're doing at all.
Gates assures me they're breeding corals in a natural way, without introducing non-native DNA. She says the process is more like breeding preferred traits in dogs than GMOs. Gates and her colleagues hope to eventually take the idea out into the ocean, where they can transplant these super corals in areas where reefs are already being destroyed.
I mean, these are the super athletes of the coral world. They are withstanding conditions that would be predicted to wipe all corals on the globe out. And so there are rays of hope around us. And if we can just understand why they've survived, and we can then harness that biology, then we have a chance, I think, to be successful in breeding corals that can withstand the future.
Last year, Gates and her team won a $10,000 research prize. They've submitted a multi-million-dollar grant proposal to the Paul G. Allen Family Foundation. Depending on how much funding they receive, Gates says they could take their research to a scale that would be more valuable. Molly Solomon for HPR News.